1-1. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I'm a teacher. You need to stay in school. I use things that happen at school as a teaching tool. Try to teach all these kids. I just had something to happen last. I think I shared this at Bible study. Of course, you know I teach at Alexandria Senior High School. I was getting ready to promote my cadet company staff on Wednesday. So I said, let me take Tuesday as an opportunity to talk to all of these potential company commanders, platoon commanders, first sergeants. And I told them, I said, now, I know each of you all took that policy handbook home. You signed it and your parents signed it, saying that you have read and understand everything in there. And I told them, I said, I know y'all didn't read it.
Amen.
And I know your parents didn't read it. You just wanted to get it signed and turn back in. So you wouldn't have to stand a WBC.
Man.
If y'all don't know what a WBC is, that means a Wednesday Behavior Clinic, where you stay after school, you pay $5, and you write your fingers off. Because if they didn't have it back by a certain time, that was the penalty. So I said, y'all just brought it back. Oh, I'm going to get to where I'm going. I won't be long. I'm filibustering a little bit now. I said, y'all didn't read it. I said, but let me hip you to some things. I said, last year in the policy book, if you bought a weapon to school, you were expelled. Last year in the policy book, if you fought in school, because that's a zero tolerance, you expelled. I said, last year in the book, if you brought drugs to school, you were expelled. And I say, now there's something new in the book this year. I asked this question the other night, but I had some adults that didn't even know what I was talking about. Anybody here familiar with vaping? I'm talking about old folks. I ain't talking about no young people. Yeah, you know. Come on. Anybody here familiar with vaping? Well, vaping is a form where these kids got these electronic cigarettes, and they've gotten so sophisticated with them, they look like a thumb drive on your computer. And the kids are buying them. And brother, let me tell you something, and sisters, they are vaping up a storm. And the thing that makes it, you got one. You got a thumb, oh. She got a flash drive. So if you see your kids walking around with a thing that looks like a flash drive, where they can take and put a little different color spin on the top, because you can put them where they can put pure nicotine in them, and they get that puff. Big old puff of smoke. Boom! Quick. Vaping. I say, now last year, vaping would get you only 3 days suspension out of school.
Yes, sir.
I say, but this year, you're going to be expelled. I told them that on Tuesday. Wednesday morning rolls up. Oh, I'm going somewhere, y'all. Unbeknownst to me and anybody else at the school, here come the policemen along with the drug dogs. And when they walked over into my building, they told me, oh, they got the drug dogs out here. I said, Lord, I ain't worried about no drug dog because I don't already. I know I'm going to use drugs. I said, I know my kids don't use drugs. I just talked to them about vaping and all that kind of stuff yesterday, so I know they're not stupid enough to come walk in here on a Wednesday morning with anything on them. Well, that lady got a red dress on from Zion Hill. Stand up. So when they come to the building, they said, okay, I want all of the kids, I want you to march all the kids out. Sister Angel got red on too. Y'all stand up. I want the red folks to stand up. Must be a Delta day. And this kid, when they walking outside, I see this kid whole countenance change. Now, I need not tell you, he had a paint job. He didn't have this kind of paint job. He had that kind of paint job. Y'all understand what I'm going? And his whole countenance changed. He turned as red as those two dresses. Y'all sit down.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm sitting there, I said, now, why is this kid turning red? Man, the dogs are going all through the book bags and all of that. They didn't find no drugs, but before the dogs could come outside, this kid walks up to me, and he says, Colonel, and he names another kid, gave me a jewel. Give me that thing again. I'm trying to hip y'all, because see, y'all don't know nothing about them. So if your kids, he said, so-and-so gave me a jewel to hold. I said, what? I definitely call it. The vaping device is called a jewel. And so I'm looking at him. So they came through, they had them take their boots off, they had them take their socks off, they had them to dump their boots, they had them to search, they tried to search everything they had, couldn't find it. Well, what had happened, he had taken the jewel that somebody had given him, eased over to the corner of the little thing where they were standing, and he dropped it down in there so that it wouldn't be on him. Trying to be slick. So when they came through, they're getting ready to put all the kids in. I said, son, come here. How many of y'all know Cosons? Those that go to Ash, y'all know him, huh? I said, Cosons, come here. I didn't say nothing. I told him. I said, now you tell Coson what you told me. And of course, he told Cosons what happened. And both of them wind up getting expelled, is the bottom line. Somebody looked at me and said, why in the world you would tell them? I said, why shouldn't I? Let me tell y'all something, folk. I talked this morning in Sunday school about three words that I try to teach my cadets. One is authority. One is accountability. And the next one is responsibility. And as a school teacher, I don't care who child it is. If they tell me they got something illegal on them, I am responsible to tell. And if If you gonna cover up for them, you do that on your own. Cause let me tell you something. If they tell me, I'm gonna tell somebody in authority. You know why? Cause that same Negro, if somebody else catch it on him later, guess what he would have said? Not teacher turn him in. You know what that Negro would have said? That wasn't a Negro, but I'm just saying what he said. Well, I told Colonel Morton about it. He didn't say nothing. They'll throw you under the bus in 1 minute. So, and I talked to my kids about those three words, authority, accountability, and responsibility. We have to be responsible. We have to be accountable for our actions. Now, that's just a sermon in itself. That's not what I was getting ready to talk about. I'm trying to give you a roadmap.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Six things. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then there shall have good success. Can I do something real quick? Those of you who belong to the builder generation, I need you to stand. And just in case you don't know about the builder's generation, if you were born between 1927 and 1945, would you stand up? Oh, my God. I'm doing this for a reason, y'all. 1927 to 1945. Let me say something. Give this generation a hand clap. The reason, y'all sat down, man. Y'all, I'm finna really lay it on y'all. This is the generation, praise God, where 65% of them were Bible-based believers. Let's give them another round of applause. Now y'all can sit down. I'm going somewhere. Those of you all who belong in that generation that I belong in, boomers, those of you that were born in 1946 through 1964, would you stand up? I'm just going to hold my hand up. Let's give them a round of applause. Boomers were your hardest workers. But you want to know something about the boomers? Only 43% of those boomers are Bible-based believers. Boomers, sit down. Oh, boy, I'm going somewhere. I'm going to be out of here in a little while. I'm going to get y'all out of here enough time to eat a hamburger. Buster generation, that was born 1965 to 1983. Would you please stand up? These are those busters. We won't give them too loud of a hand clap, but we're going to give them a hand clap anyway. Let's give them a hand clap. Busters, 16% of your generation are Bible-based believers today. Sit down, busters. This next bunch is going to blow your mind. It's going to cover everybody else in here.